Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ted Fishman is our guest. Ted, how do we find you online, please?
Oh, tedcfishman.com. And if you just Google my name, I've got a big web presence, all kinds of videos, interviews with you on your site, and all kinds of great stuff.
Ted Fishman, Ted C. Fishman. Is the author of Shock of Gray, The Aging of the World's Population, and How It's Pitting Young Against Old. I'm concerned about that myself, Ted.
China, some old people you're going after?
China Inc. Well, you know, think about it. You know, I'll be honest with you. All right, so I'm my mother's legal guardian and conservator. She's 88. She's got some dementia. She lives in a home, and she's doing well. All things considered, she's really doing well. But I am her. That's what I'm doing. And so I look after her on a regular basis. I see her, you know, several times a week, during the week. And so I have the blessing of living near her. But I look around, and I'm thinking, if I need this, who's going to look after me? Is the younger generation going to look after me the way I looked after my dad, the way I'm looking after my mother, and the way my peers, my baby boomer peers, every baby boomer peer that I have, when we talk to each other, we're talking about taking care of our parents.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if the younger generation is going to have the same dedication. What do you think?
They may have the same dedication. You know, Americans are pretty good at that. But what they won't have is they won't have the brothers and sisters to help them. Because families are so
that's
much
not always a, that's not always a good thing. That's the other common thing that I keep running into. You know, having people to help is not always it's amazing how that works. But anyway, so what should we do to prepare for all this?
Well, one of the things that worries me about the negotiations is that I think it's almost certain that in some way
the fiscal cliff negotiations
is that in one way or another, retirement security from these big government programs is going to become less. So what you do for yourself is
that's going to have to be part of the ultimate discussion about what to do with entitlements, right?
It seems inevitable.
Because basically what we have here, and this is something I think is important to realize, we've got 20th century promises coming due in 21st century reality, and there the twain shall meet.
That's right. And, of course, we have this huge bulge of baby boomers moving through, and until our population gets more evenly distributed across ages, we're going to have a problem. So one thing we have to rethink is the way we have individual retirement plans for Americans. I just saw a recent study by the National Institute of Retirement Research that measured the investment return of traditional pension plans versus the investment return people get on their money if they put them in a more individual plan like a 401k. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that per dollar invested, the return in a traditional plan returns about 36% more, if I have the numbers right. It's about a third more over the life of the dollar invested than a 401k, because the individual plans are so inefficient, our decision making is so fragmented.
Right.
And there are new efforts underway to allow individuals and small businesses to latch on to larger traditional pension plans, but still keep the autonomy of their money within their plan. Just get the efficiency of those plans, but not be, you know, part of
but,
the
but not be
employed
part,
group.
I just saw Hawker Beach, trying to come out of bankruptcy, just shifted two of its pensions, underfunded pensions, over to the government, to that that board, the PBAB board or whatever it's called. But not get into that situation, right? Not be in danger of.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is not to get well-funded people to pay for underfunded people. It's just to get that investment return
and
that
the administration.
You get from pooling that. And many states have legislation that allows people to do this. The legislation is not passed yet. It's a brand new idea, but I think it's a good idea. And if we can get a third more for our money over our lifetime, our working lifetime in retirement savings, that could make up most of the shortfall we're going to see in the shrinking of these entitlement programs.
Well, the bottom line of what I'm hearing you say, Ted, and I agree with you, is that for the rest of the 21st century, the way we prepare for, think about, fund, and administer entitlements and retirement is going to be a lot different, and it's going to have to be a lot more creative than we've ever had before.
That's right. So allow people to do more with the money they save for themselves, because we'll be having less government money to do with.
But now that's the opposite of what President Obama wants, though, Ted, what you just said.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. Well, it's all in negotiation right now. I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah, I am too. I'm hoping for the best. I'm buckling up, though, Ted. Thanks, Ted, for being here. Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen. TedCFishman.com. Check his website out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.